After more than 20 years on the feminist scene, Gloria Steinem has published her first book, Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions, a collection of her writing. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. It begins with the classic account of her guise as a Playboy bunny. Steinem feels better about the article today than when she wrote it.
It was what you might call a career error of gigantic proportions. I had just begun to get a few serious assignments, which was then even more difficult in general, and maybe for women freelancers especially, than it is now. The minute I wrote this, then suddenly all the suggested assignments I got were that I should pretend to be a hooker on 42nd Street, or I should commit myself to a mental institution, and so on.
As a child, Ohio-born Steinem had no inkling of her future.
I wanted to get out of Toledo. That was clear to me. And I ate, slept, and breathed getting out of Toledo, and the only way I thought I was going to do it was by being part of show business.
She entered the Ted Mack Amateur Hour in the hopes of tap dancing her way out of Toledo, but it was Smith College and a two-year stint in India that led to a job with Harvey Kurtzman, editor of Mad and Help.
I was a gopher, a writer, a caller-up of celebrities to get them on the cover, an arranger of photography sessions, and everything, because there literally were only three of us on the whole magazine.
Her magazine contacts led to some freelance articles.
My first signed published article was in Esquire, and it was called Betty Coed and the Contraceptive Revolution or something. I don't know. It was an early article about the contraceptive pill and its social impact.
Steinem says she earned between $2,000 and $3,000 during her first year as a freelance writer and spent many nights sleeping on the floors of her friends.
Much of the success of a woman freelancer depends on staying out of the office, because once you get into the office, they start asking you to answer the phone and do their typing.
Gloria Steinem, whose new book is called Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Writer, lecturer, feminist, Gloria Steinem is out with a collection of her work, Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Steinem says she was temperamentally suited to being a freelance writer during her early career because of her father's influence.
He had two points of pride. He never wore a hat and he never had a job, by which he meant that he was always his own boss and he, you know, didn't bow to convention.
Steinem's mother was a newspaper reporter who wrote under a man's name and was Sunday editor of the Toledo Blade. She gave up her career because of her husband's dream to open a summer resort in Michigan.
Her influence on me is more in the absence of her accomplishment and what she could have been than in its presence. For many years, she was an invalid. She was very depressed and, I suppose, somewhat physically ill, but mostly mentally ill.
Steinem was a founder of Ms. Magazine, which publisher Clay Felker agreed to debut as part of New York Magazine.
Clay said, okay, if you do the work for free, we'll publish a piece of this magazine, and we will then pay to have an additional number of pages printed and send out a sample issue of the separate magazine around the country, so you'll at least have a test issue.
Ms. took off at the same time as the feminist movement. A couple of years ago, Steinem returned to her hometown of Toledo and was impressed with the energy and intelligence of the women, but there were still those who resented her.
When I was on television, one of the few, you know, kind of hostile people that you always get called up after the television show and referred to me as a slut from East Toledo. Now, if somebody called me that when I was living there, I would have just killed myself with shame, you know. But I suddenly realized it was really a terrific thing to be. I wouldn't mind having it on my tombstone, a slut from East Toledo.
Gloria Steinem, author of Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.